Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Three companies are seeking a contract with Kansas to build a new prison in Lansing to replace the state's oldest and largest lockup there. Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood told lawmakers Thursday about the three bidders. He would not disclose the names publicly, but the Department of Administration tells the Associated Press they are Nashville-based CoreCivic, Geo Group of Boca Raton, Florida, and Memphis firm Lansing Correctional Partners. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Well, good morning. An area of high pressure is spreading across Kansas today. That will give us quiet weather with a high 81 and a light southeast wind. But a slow-moving storm system heads our way by tonight, giving us a chance of showers and thunderstorms towards morning, our low 65. On Saturday, we will be very windy, warm and humid with a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, some with possibly heavy rain, and a few of those storms could be strong. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 65 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour.
Last Saturday afternoon, police were called to the Palace Theater in West Wichita at Ridge and Kellogg. Police officer Paul Cruz says an employee at the theater had located a small suspicious camera in the box office area, which had video of restrooms inside the theater.
There have been no arrests at this time, and the Palace Theater staff is also fully cooperating with the investigation and detectives. One of the things we want to communicate with the public is if you see anything suspicious, especially an electronic device in the bathrooms, go ahead and notify the police immediately by calling 911.
Police say the camera was used in both the public and employee restrooms. That camera was confiscated by detectives. Officers from the Exploited and Missing Child Unit are investigating the case.
A Massachusetts woman who sent her boyfriend text messages encouraging him to kill himself has been sentenced to 15 months behind bars. 20-year-old Michelle Carter was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in June. ABC's Deborah Roberts has more on the case.
After 3 years and an emotionally charged trial that raised new questions about the power of the text, a judge sentencing 20-year-old Michelle Carter to 15 months in jail.
She was a bright young lady, did well in school, and I am satisfied that she was mindful of the actions.
Carter, found guilty of encouraging boyfriend Conrad Roy to kill himself through text messages and phone calls, a judge delaying jail time during appeal.
Two residents in the state of Washington under arrest after police were tipped off to possible child molestation uncovered during a Southwest Airlines flight.
Police in San Jose, California say a woman flying on Southwest Airlines from Seattle to San Jose noticed a fellow passenger sitting in front of her texting about sexually molesting children. Police say 56-year-old Michael Keller was using a large phone with a big font and she saw what he was typing. The female passenger told the flight crew, who told police. Now, after an investigation, Keller and a woman in Tacoma, Washington, have been arrested and are facing child molestation charges. Two young children have been identified as victims. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some Kansans believe solar power could be the next big thing to drive oil production.
Lee Lindquist and Jeff Bass of Ridge Enterprise believe they have created the first ever solar-powered oil well. The pair started working on the solar system in May, and by late July, they had a working test project completed. The well produces between 5 and 7 barrels of oil per day. Lindquist and Bay said they believe the solar well will be cost-efficient for many low-yielding wells that run on an engine. The pair also said the solar well is environmentally friendly and is built to last. The solar well was a test project. It's located in Kingman County on an area leased by McCoy Petroleum Corporation. Lindquist and Bass said their ultimate goal is to replace engine-based oil wells with solar-powered wells. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:35. Police are investigating a mysterious raft of attacks in which Indian women, this is in India, were say they're waking up to find someone has chopped off their hair. Gosh, I hate when that happens. Top official in northern Uttar Pradesh state says police have advised people not to believe or spread rumors following the death of a 65-year-old woman who was beaten by a mob on suspicion that she was a witch responsible for the hair theft. Village committees have been ordered to quash rumors about ghosts or witches cutting off women's braids. Similar complaints have come from neighboring Haryana and Delhi suburbs, and police are investigating the claims. Some psychiatrists believe they may be due to mass hysteria or hallucination.
Hysteria.
Yeah. You wake up and, you know, if your hair's gone, it could be because you're suffering from pattern baldness, an affliction that I know something about. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted. This is an exciting weekend here in Wichita. This is a project. It's called Convoy of Hope. It's been going on now for several years. And it's just a terrific deal. We like to talk about it because it's just people doing good things for other people. And with us this morning is our good friend Stacy Cathcart to talk about the Convoy of Hope. You are from the Bethel Life Center. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
I know you look forward to this time with us every year, right?
Yes, I do. I've been waiting for this moment.
You've been dressed by your door with your little white gloves on, right?
Absolutely. How did you know?
Listen, you're expanding this year. First of all, tell us what it's all about. I mean, all these services are going to be offered one day, and people can walk up free of charge, and you're not going to say, well, do you qualify for this, anything like that? Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's completely free, and that is something that people sometimes just can't even believe,
but
it is. There's no proof of income that is needed. We're going to do groceries and Kids Zone and backpacks full of school supplies and shoes and immunizations, sports physicals, well-child physicals, I mean, lunch, job and career services, entertainment. I mean, you name it, we've got it, and it's all free.
What's Kids Zone?
Oh, Kids Zone's pretty fun. You would probably enjoy that. It's where we're going to have bouncy houses and snow cones and fun carnival games for the kids to play. And, hey, the parents will just be able to sit and relax in that Kids Zone and let their kids run crazy.
All right, but is there an age limit on that? I mean, can I get in the Kids Zone, you think?
Well, we may have your picture at the front gate, so we may not let you in.
You might want to have a geezer zone that we can participate in.
That's true.
You are at Bethel Life Center, which is at 3700 block of South Meridian. That's how long ago did you start doing this?
This is our fifth year. Believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this year, we decided to open up a second site. So our second site will be at McAdams Park at 135 and 13th Street.
And how are you going to operate that day? Will you be going back and forth to both places? And
well,
I mean, it's just kind of personal, but I like to know how you're going to do this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Here's the great thing is we have so many incredible volunteers and team leaders and site directors and everything like that. Listen, Bethel, this is year number five for them. Mm-hmm. And so I think they've pretty much got this down, and I believe that site's going to run pretty smoothly. So guess what? You're going to find me hanging out at McAdams Park this year.
Now, have you been there from the start of this?
I have, but I've only been the director for the past 3 years.
Oh, okay. So what motivated you to get involved? I know you're a pastor and you like to do things for other people, but what motivated you to get involved in it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we were doing this on a small scale, but man, we thought what a great thing to do to be able to really gather churches and businesses and city government and all these leaders all across our city and to do something great for our community. And I was all in. That was something I was passionate about, is really helping those people that are struggling get the resources that they need.
Now, one of your talk points here is prayer.
Yes.
Tell me about that. You're going to just give people a time if they want to pray. You've got a space there for them. How's that work?
Absolutely. When they are finished getting all of their services and they've had lunch and, you know, gotten everything that they need, they'll go through our Connections 10. And we just have a team there that says, hey, you know what? Would you like for us to pray for you? They don't have to say yes. They're still going to get all the services. And if they say no, we give them their groceries, send them on their way. But sometimes people just want somebody to sit across from them face to face and just know that somebody cares about them and really listens to what's going on in their life.
But, to be really upfront about this is not something you're pushing off on people and saying, if you're here, you got to listen to us, you know, give the word or whatever. Although,
absolutely.
We hope they're open to the Lord's help on this thing.
Right, right. And we see high numbers here in Wichita. People are very open to it. You know, they are open to someone just giving them an encouraging word and just, you know, trying to see them just right where they're at.
How many people you think are going to be involved in this?
Well, are you ready for this number?
Well, sure.
We are expecting 10,000
wow.
at the Bethel Life Center site and 4,000 to 5,000 at McAdams.
And wow. how does that compare to like how things started 5 years ago?
Right. 5 years ago, we had a little over 6,000.
Okay.
And so we are growing. Growing by about 1,000 or so plus every year. And so it was time for us to go to a second site so we can serve them better and faster.
You started talking with Steve and Ted about it a couple of years ago, and that just made it just balloon.
I mean, let's be honest. I think that is really what happened.
All right. Well, listen, it's a great thing that you're doing, and we salute you because, again, you're not asking people for IDs. They come up and, you know, they could roll up in a Rolls Royce and wearing spats and look like that guy on Monopoly, and you'd still give them a haircut, right?
That's exactly right. The only thing they have to do is, you know, if they want their kids to receive backpacks, make sure that you bring your kids, because you have to have those to get the services for the children.
Okay, so you can't just take a backpack if you don't have a kid.
Exactly.
All right. Well, sounds like a great time, and again, we appreciate what you're doing, Stacy, and do you think you'll be back next year?
We're planning on it. We've already got our date set, so we are ready to come back bigger and better next year.
We were talking off the air before we started, and she said, well, I'll be starting again here in September.
Right? I only get about a 3 or 4 week break, and then that's it. We're back at it again.
You know, and something else we should say, you have a number of merchants and people around town who are providing these services, and we can't mention them all. But we just like to say thanks to all those folks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Walmart Foundation is a big sponsor of ours. Volunteer Kansas is another one. We could not do it without all the businesses and the partnerships and the foundation that have got behind what we're doing. And they are putting their money behind making a difference inside of Wichita.
Something that Steve and Ted will never do.
I've been waiting for that check.
Yeah, never say never.
You may have a long wait, Stacy. Hey, listen, thanks as always for being with us, Stacy Cathcart. It's the Convoy of Hope, and it starts, what, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, right?
Yes.
At the Bethel Life Center on South Meridian and at McAdams Park at 13th and I-135, the annual now Convoy of Hope Wichita. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get free Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
All right, 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal recognizing outstanding efforts in local health care. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.